Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 9 in Better New and Living Way. And this part talking about hiding your sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So be careful, God's message to us is alive and powerful. It is like a sword that has two sharp edges. Even more than a sword, God's message goes very deep into us. It cuts between our soul and our spirit. It is like a sharp knife that can cut deep into our body between our bones. God's message shows what we are really thinking. It shows what we really want. Hebrews chapter 3 tells about that we saw that the heart was evil and unbelieving and hardened. When we see the heart again in chapter 8, it's completely different. I read Hebrews chapter 8 for you. And it is Jesus helps us as God's special priest. The most important thing that we are saying is this. In Jesus, we do have this kind of a special priest. He has now sat down to rule with God in heaven. He sits at the right side of God who rules with all authority. He serves as priest in heaven on our behalf. He is in God's very special place near to God himself. That is like the special place in the tabernacle of long ago. But it is not a tent that people have made. The Lord himself has made this special place and it is the true one. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to hear verse 7. If there had been nothing wrong with the first agreement, then nobody would have needed a second agreement. But God did find something wrong with it. As a result, he said this in his people, to his people. Holy Father, talk directly with us. Listen to this. The Lord says, a time will come when I make a new agreement with my people, that is, with Israel's people and with Judah's people. It will not be like to old agreement that I made with their ancestors. At that time, I brought my people safely out of Egypt. I led them like a father who takes his child's hand. But they did not continue to obey my agreement with them, so I turned away from them. That is what the Lord says. But now the Lord says this, after the time of that old agreement, I will make a new agreement with Israel's people. I will be like this. It will be like this. I will put my laws into their thoughts. I will write my laws deep inside them. I will be their God and they will be my people. As a result, nobody will have to teach their friends or their family about me. They will never need to say, you should know the Lord. This is because everyone will already know me. The most important people will know me as well as the least important people. I will be kind to them. I will forgive them for the wicked things that they have done. I will not continue to think about their sins. That is what the Lord says. We see that God was speaking about a new agreement. That shows that he has caused the first agreement to become old, and anything that is becoming old like that will soon finish. Hallelujah, amen. Mark chapter 15, verse 38, and the curtain inside the temple completely tore into two parts from the top down and to the bottom. Then God also confirmed how he make a new covenant, new agreement, and how he make people understand and accept it. God knows about the old covenant that people has been used to use it and obey it and use it. A lot of Pharisees, a lot of Israelites, they only abused God's old covenant for their purpose, and they make a lot of people their slave, and they were harmful to people, and they didn't help any people. God knew what how they abused his words, and that is because God knew how people has been grown together with old covenant, and how God can convert their growth to the new covenant in very beautiful way. And God make it together with our beloved Jesus, and we obey them. Hallelujah, amen. God and Jesus, peace be with you. See you on next part. Hallelujah, amen. Be safe.